Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A woman who admits to being on her cell phone at the time of a deadly crash is charged. More than a year and a half later, 56-year-old Lori Janine Hofs of Orinoco is charged in a crash in Randolph Township. Dakota County Attorney James Backstrom announced that Hofs was charged with one count of criminal vehicular homicide and three various counts of criminal vehicular operation in connection with the death of a 78-year-old woman from Rochester and serious injuries to three others. According to the criminal complaint, troopers and deputies responded to a crash on the morning of October 22, 2016, at Highway 56 and County Road 88. Hofs, in a GMC, was driving westbound on 88. She admitted being unfamiliar with the area and did not see the stop sign. There are two warnings that a stop is coming up. She ran the sign and crashed into the passenger side of a Toyota going northbound on Highway 56. They do not have a stop sign. The woman was killed and the driver sustained broken ribs and a broken pelvis. In all, three cars were involved in the crash and a fourth car sustained damage due to debris. Hofs is facing two felonies and two gross misdemeanors. Her first court appearance is set for August 6th in Hastings. The Northfield Council had no meeting last night, but Councilors Brad Ness and Greg Colby came in to discuss some road projects, the Civic Center, and the Biosolids building fire. Ness said with the rainfall, the construction on Division Street in Northfield is a little bit behind. Councilor Greg Colby, who lives nearby, added,
"They're working all the time. I have to admit, I could not believe the amount of work involved with restoring and digging up that street. I mean, they dug down a couple of feet."
The infrastructure is being replaced as well as changing the intersection at 7th Street, adding bump outs and more. After Division Street, they'll move to reconstruction of 7th between Washington and Water, and then Washington will get a mill and overlay between 2nd and Woodley. The plan is to have Division Street completed by the end of August. Ness and Colby's interview is on KYMNradio.net. Dundas's solar ordinance was written back in the late 1990s. Much has changed since then, and there's a boon of companies wanting land to place panels. City officials chose to establish a moratorium for a year to consider how those changes and requests fit into their community. Dundas Administrator John McCarthy said that there was some concern that more valuable, taxable land would be used for solar gardens, taking that possible income off the books.
So the Planning Commission has been going through various iterations of the ordinance, is looking at what other cities do, especially in this area, and have gotten to the point where they have developed a ordinance that they feel is worth discussing at a public meeting.
The proposed new ordinance would ban ground-mounted solar as a primary use on most zoning areas of the city and only allow it on agricultural reserve land that's not serviced by city utilities. That would be on the west side of the city. A public hearing will be held during the Planning Commission meeting on July 19th. And Neighbors United, Cannon Valley Indivisible, and members of the Northfield community will hold a march at 10 a.m. June 30th to protest the treatment of immigrant children separated from their families. The march will meet at St. Dominic Church and end at Greenville Park School. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.